Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great stations all around the country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And thanks for tuning in and listening. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Thank you so very, very much. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, I want to thank them for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, Felix and the gang out there with the UPS and the USPS trucks and the FedEx trucks, all the guys and gals that are going in and out of the airport right now, taking the freight on and off the planes. Thanks so very much for doing that. Now, our suicide jockeys that are hauling gas, hauling diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever. Thanks so very much for checking in as well. And that also includes our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers. And we appreciate everything that you guys and gals are doing. So follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That is the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on, of all things, Gab and Getter and Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as well as Captains America. Now, you can also find us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and we are streaming live over there right now, streaming. So if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us that way over there. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And to everybody that's out there doing whatever it is you're doing tonight, remember, this is a great place to get some information and stay in touch with your family and whatnot. I had somebody last hour wanted to get a message out there to somebody, and it was way too long. I told them to cut it down and send me an email. I haven't seen it yet, but we'll put it out there if you have somebody you want to get a hold of. So let's go back over here, and let's get in the mix with all this stuff. I don't know what else to call it. All this stuff that is coming out of the Sam Bankman-Fried deal. The details of the financial crimes are now out there, including wire fraud violations, money laundering, campaign finance violations, and a whole list of other things.
Well, the White House was asked by a reporter yesterday if, because Sam Bankman-Fried gave so many donations to some Democrats and Republicans, including, I think, somewhere around $5.5 million to the Biden campaign.
Right.
And if it was going to be returned. And, of course, little Miss Frenchie sidestepped the question by saying she is bound by the Hatch Act and can't discuss it, and she believes in the rule of law. Now, there are a handful that have, in fact, returned their money on donations. One of them, interestingly enough, was Beto O'Rourke. He returned $1 million.
Wow.
Some others have taken the money and not returned it, but donated it to charity. But the interesting thing when it comes to the Republicans that this cat donated to were those that sit on certain committees that would have favorable decisions, voting, or rules when it comes to crypto. So that was the reason that some Republicans are in the mix. But what is particularly peculiar is that this cat was supposed to be part of a hearing in Congress in the House,
yep.
The Finance Committee, and he was supposed to do it remotely via Zoom, I guess.
Yep.
And the Southern District of New York, I think it was, that, you know, stepped in with having him arrested, sidestepping and negating the hearing. And Congress really needed to have this hearing because they get to ask questions that they now don't get to ask at all. And it was very important that that hearing happen under Maxine Waters' committee because they are a legislative body. And they, you know, there's going to have to be some, not so much against crypto, although, you know, there could be some of that, but regulations. But I think they would have asked about donations and those other lawmakers that contributed and that got negated by New York. So something very nefarious there.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on a Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. And I'm going to let Kathy take us out to break. She's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine. You'll get the number in just a second.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, Kyle. I'm going to do that right now, and thank you so very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, in this portion, my discussion with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends and neighbors at your local GEICO insurance office. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, for a quick rate quote to see if they can save you money on the car or the truck that you're driving, all you got to do is go to their website, geico.com, and while you're over there, you'll be able to also find out about where your local GEICO office is and what their phone number is. Matter of fact, they can connect you right out of the computer if that's what you want to do. And then, once you check to see whether or not their rating is going to save you money, then you can give them a call and see what it is they can do for you. Now, here's just a couple of things. GEICO's been saving people money for over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, having served over 26 million drivers and counting. Now, we know that they like to spy players, they like to get on the, you know, get out there and run the defense hard because that's been their forte. Now they got that down to a little better science, I might add. And, of course, one of the things that they are doing is they're keeping and paying close attention to these other teams in their division the cars and all that that are out there, a lot of these are driven in such a manner that when you get your vehicle, you get your insurance, you can go to 10 different car dealers, as we all know, to buy a vehicle. But the most expensive thing about the car isn't the payment you're going to make, it's the insurance. So I want you to check out the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and see what they can do for you. You can bundle your homeowners as well as your condo and or your renter's insurance on top of your motorcycle if you got an ATV, boat, or RV, and save a whole bunch of money. All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Aaron from Colorado on the line. Good morning up there, Snowbird.
Denise, you know, Mitch McConnell, the gift that just keeps on giving, trying to blame Trump for the unfortunate, the red wave that did not flow across America. And, you know, I mean, and talking about, well, the reason why, because the quality of the candidates really sucked. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know, people voting for a dead person. You got people voting for you got people voting for a bum who suffered from a stroke. You got people out there voting for a candidate that didn't have the decency to debate her Republican candidate, and she got rewarded for her arrogance. So I mean, this it drives me nuts hearing from the one of the so-called leaders of the GOP talking about the quality of the candidate. It is just a big pile of dark side donkey ass and rhino ass. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you a lot, Aaron. Appreciate it. Comment?
Well, I mean, there's lots of blame to go around. And lots of... Yeah, there are some that blame it on the messaging. There are some that are blaming it on the candidate themselves, that they weren't a quality candidate. There are some that are blaming on the fact that the RNC and the Republican apparatus isn't a great, you know, we don't go after the ballots, we go after, you know, the messaging. I think that's the reason that you've got Harmy Dillon that is, decided to run for chairman of the RNC to kind of change these things up. And, you know, she saw it firsthand on what was happening there in Arizona, because she said she and quite a large legal team were there to mm-hmm. see what was happening in Arizona. the results should have certainly been better, but there needs to be kind of an intelligence apparatus within the RNC that sees what the Democrats and the lawyers and the machinery is doing, that we can have some countermeasures, and we just don't have that yet, certainly not in the quality that the Democrats have.
Well, let me ask you this. The Democrats have a very deep bench all the time, it seems like. Is that a fair assumption?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. They don't have a bench at all for presidential candidates. None. Zero. Unless you want to look at Newsom. That's pretty much it.
Well, I've heard Newsom's name mentioned. I've also heard some other names. But that is what it is. We don't. And by the way, Joe says he's running. So I guess we're going to go with Joe, right?
I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with him running. Because they don't have anybody else other than Newsom. And they can't stand Kamala. Even the Democrats can't stand her.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if he's running, if he keeps her. But I'm fine, because he's very easy to defeat.
Well,
certainly now.
If he'd run on his record, he is. You betcha. If we can keep the topic there.
Yeah, I mean, we can force that. I mean, What's happening at that southern border with the volume, the insurgency that's happening in that southern border, is that the Border Patrol is so overwhelmed, they can't, they're just like passing these people through. And where are these people going? Well, they all end up in El Paso. So is this really what they left their home country for, is to come sleep on the streets of El Paso? I mean, and we're just flying these people all over the place. Well, you know, unemployment is about to start growing in the wrong direction here. And where are these people working? I mean, we're in a bad place, and nobody's really talking about the total financial cost of having, we're close to, what, 5 million that have come across this border in 2 years.
Right.
5 million. We didn't have 5 million when we stormed the beaches of Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, you know, there was quite the event yesterday in the steps of the Capitol, where the Republicans were calling for, you know, some kind of action to happen with Alejandro Mayorkas,
yep,
if for nothing else, to impeach him.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, he is doing what this White House is telling him to do. And, you know, he's the Praetorian Guard. So I guess you can go after the Praetorian Guard. That's fine. But, you know, the right questions are not being asked at this White House, certainly in these press briefings. Like, you know, what's happening to the quality of our education? Well, we know that's in a tailspin in the public school systems. What's happening to the quality of our health care? Well, that's in a tailspin. I mean, we hear story after story after story of how the quality of our health care is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't even know where this money is coming from, that we're paying all these NGOs to deal with all these illegals, flying them and busing them and whatnot across the country. Across the country where? And, you know, what do we do on the other end?
Mm-hmm.
Do we at some point say these 5 million added to the kind of the phantom number of 11 million, which is really around 21 million? So we've got essentially 20 million people here that are illegal in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if these Democrats are so pro-migrant, then why didn't they say, you know, all of you Syrian refugees that fled Syria for Turkey and Greece and whatnot, why didn't they go after all of them and say, hey, come on over here. We'll mm-hmm. take care of it. Europe doesn't. You know, it's colossal hypocrisy. Now, you know, what's happening to these home countries? Because their entire labor pool is coming to the United States. These young men and
yeah.
women, you know, they're... So what happens to them? Where's our State Department? So here you got the Biden administration that's asking for billions of dollars.
$3 billion.
So they can put it, yeah, so they can put it into the process here to deal with these migrants. Well, they're only dealing with the processing. They're not dealing with stopping them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got the music coming back here. I'll be talking to you tonight. It's going to be very interesting to see where we go with what's transpiring today. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, read the articles that she writes, sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what's going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been denied bond in the Bahamas because he's a flight risk. It might be days or even weeks before Bankman-Fried comes back to the U.S. to face charges that could land him in prison for life. At a press conference on Tuesday, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams called it one of the biggest frauds in American history. Williams also said this.
To any person, entity, or political campaign that has received stolen customer money, we ask that you work with us to return that money.
And an Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death, according to Iran Wire. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November for protesting and in relation to the killing of a police colonel. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with the two campuses that they have to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. And I'll tell you what, there's no better way to make a living if you're coming out of the military. Listen to what they have to say, and then I'll be right back right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. This is a very high-paying, in-demand job, and you will have a job for the rest of your life because the aviation maintenance technicians that are out there, the good ones, are worth a fortune, and they can pretty much go anywhere they want and work on almost anything you want to work on because that's how important their job is. Now, call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. of one of their campuses asked to take the tour. Now, there's other ways to get involved, too, and get things done. However, that's the simplest and the easiest way. Now, I want to mention that I told you you can pretty much have a job for the rest of your career, your lifetime of work, and not want for anything because aviation maintenance techs get paid a lot of money, and they do. Now, this week in Congress, the budget deal remains elusive as the shutdown is looming. Remember, December the 16th, got to have everything done. Otherwise, they shut things down again when it comes to the government and when it comes to the military. Now, with that deadline fast approaching, no deal has been finalized. I've been asked if I want to get involved in this. The jury's still out on it. I can, to a certain degree. We can bring them on and we can talk to them like we've done in the past and see what we can do, but I'm not sure if it's going to be taken. You know, there's so much, what's the word I want here? There's so much adversity here, and just they just don't get along, neither side with the other, that I'm not sure I want to get involved in that. Let them work it out for themselves and act like big boys and big girls. But we'll see. I've done it before a couple times, brought them on, and had everybody listen to it, to what was being said, and then it gives you an opportunity to call up their people and say, look, we heard you on the show this morning. Here's what we think you ought to do. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, did you hear about the Air Force and their first launch of the new prototype hypersonic missiles? Now, the U.S. Air Force said it conducted the first test launch of a fully operational prototype of its hypersonic air launch rapid response weapon. Wow, that's a big deal if that's indeed the case, and I have no reason to doubt it. That's a big deal, really big deal. And when you talk about samples and you talk about different people when you go looking for a job, Google has long sought success and access to a priceless trove of veterans' medical data. They're trying to digitalize the troops' tissue samples, if you will. Don't know if that's going to happen either, but that's what they're trying to do to make things easier for the doctors and whatnot to need to see the records. Now, predictive maintenance works. Why the military isn't using it as a regular basis is beyond me. Because 2 days after the Pentagon issued its first memo on the future of predictive maintenance, the true financial watchdog is actually saying that the military still hasn't fully reaped in the benefits that are there for them. Wow. That's pretty direct there, isn't it? Wow. Now, the Biden administration wants to boost efforts to track U.S. weapons in the Ukraine, and they may send another team or two of military experts to go and locate and make sure the weapons that were sent over there are being used for what they said they were being used for. We'll see what happens, because we're tracking the weapons a lot closer than what we had been. So we'll see how that all plays out as well. Now, the physical challenges in the way of the Pentagon's connect everything vision is on display again. One law, one set, one group. When it comes to jets, destroyers, and soldiers, very different data, customers, as well as databases. And once the Pentagon solves any problems that are there, then they can put everything together in one pot, so to speak, one group at a time, put them in there, and then take a look at what they can do for them to help them out, because that is something that's going on right now, too. And as I said, the next go-around will probably have a NCO, senior NCO, in place, because the kudos are going on out here. Sergeant Major coming out, introducing himself to the troops, which is always a good thing to have happen. Now, hundreds of DHS workers were oath keepers, according to the Pacific group, which happens to be the underground engineers that do all the investigations and keep things going. And the last thing on earth we want to do is to allow the oath keepers to come out and get involved in an active effort out here, because they leave a lot to be desired the way they do things. That's just my opinion, but we'll see. Now, before we go to the break, which is coming up here in about 30 seconds, we have a ex-U.S. pilot who was held in Australia, now facing charges over the Chinese military pilot training. I don't know what it was he was trying to do, but there may have been someone on our side of the tent trying to raid the coach's office display and then give the tent back to whoever it is that's got the tent. Think about that for a minute. Okay. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be with us in about a minute and a half. But let's not forget that inside Google's quest to digitize troops' tissue samples, Google has long sought the access to a priceless trove of veterans' medical information, but little has been done about it. I think we're going to find out over the next couple of days that they're going to get this down pat the way they need it. And then away you go. A lot of things being done in my backyard, corporate, as well as industry-wide. Plenty of things going on down here. All right, I hear the music coming up. That means we're getting ready for Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, on this Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. And stay tuned for the watchdog. He and I will be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home.
So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, it's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Moss Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Moss Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Moss Nissan, so join me, Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, online at mossnissan.com, and Merry Christmas from Moss Family Automotive.
Ho, ho, ho. Yep, I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy going to Newport Richey to the big Taj Mahal, the big flagship store of the group, Moss Family Automotive. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to 3. And, oh, by the way, they're going to have food again, so stop by and enjoy something. And we'll just sit there and chew the fat. If you don't want to talk cars, we can talk football or whatever. But in the meantime, joining me right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street. That would be none other than Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I had a number of people last night wanted me to say hello to you, so I'm saying it right now.
Oh,
hello to Mr. Watchdog. I was at a joint Christmas party, gala seasonal party, for not only the Manatee Patriots, the old Manatee Tea Party, but also the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, which is the conscience of the Republican Party and the very conservative end of the Republican Party. And they all, you know, are aware that you're on my program and all. They said, hey, tell the watchdog we said hello. So there you go.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it was down in, was that Mixon Farms?
Or yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Great food, great people. Great conversations, great speeches. We had some people give some speeches, and was all very patriotic, too. You know, those people are very patriotic.
That's great.
Yep. Love them to death. Great place. Now, consumer prices inched higher in November. Far less than expected, which is, I guess, a good thing. That's according to data from the Labor Department. Now, the consumer price index rose just 0.1% compared with a month earlier. Analysts had forecast a 0.3% rise in the CPI following a 0.4% a month earlier. Now, compared with a year ago, the index is up only, and they use the word only, 7.1%, which is an improvement, the smallest year-over-year rise since December of 2021. Are we going in the right direction, finally?
Yeah, I do. I think we have, without a doubt, a bit of a way to go. Food prices were still very, very high this last report, but they seem to me, with the energy prices coming down, they could break shortly from what we're hearing. Obviously, we know about used cars coming down in price. Again, it was a hot report, but not, you know, we were going in the right direction. We've had five reports in a row where that's the case. But I do think it's going to take some time. The Federal Reserve is not going to really be able to do much when it comes to the labor market. The Federal Reserve also can't do much in regards to ridiculous government spending. These are areas where you have monetary policy, which is a part of the equation, and you also have fiscal policy out of Washington, which is another part of the equation. And the fiscal side is a disaster.
Now, Joe Biden also was kind of feeling his oats yesterday, talked about the inflation rates going back to normal. He said that he expressed caution as to when he expected the inflation rates to drop back to normal. He says, I hope by the end of the year or much closer. I can't make that prediction. Now, the end of the year is only, what, 3 weeks away?
I think he was probably talking about 2023. I'm not going to see inflation back down to 2% by the end of this year by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, we still got some time to work through this.
Yeah, and we got plenty of work to do, too, because it's just not going away as fast as they thought it was.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Mr. FTX, Sam the Sham, or Sam the Man, however you want to look at it. I got to come up with a little name for him. Sam the Crook? No. I guess I'll call him Sam the Sham. But anyway, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for his life right now. I think somebody is going to try to get rid of him. He's got way too much knowledge as to who got what and how they got it.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it going to send the Clinton hitman down to the Bahamas? Who knows? he's in a Bahamian jail, and the only thing that's going to, you know, save him in regards to this is, you know, the law in of itself. The SEC filed a suit, but the SEC doesn't have jurisdiction over what he does. This is more of a Justice Department type of a situation. I think that they'll probably try to push this thing off as far as they can and wait till it gets out of the news and then probably cut some type of deal. But you're talking, you know, again, massive amounts of fraud.
Yep.
Warned people about this company, this guy, repeatedly. You know, people chose not to listen. I mean, this is the reality. I mean, you're putting money, you're supposedly call it investing. It's not investing. You're speculating in fake money. And, you know, when something like this happens, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. We've got more of these things that are floating around out there now. We could see more, continued collapse in these various different exchanges and these cryptocurrencies. This was a big lie from the beginning. And actually, a guy yesterday, you know, Brad Sherman is a Democrat from California. Never agreed. But that guy has to say, I did yesterday. He was talking about, you know, the idea, I'm paraphrasing, mentioned the concept that this FTX is the one snake out there. He says, no, there's snakes everywhere. And he's right. He's 110% right. And you're watching politicians, Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the aisle continue to stick up for what they call this industry. It's a racket. And I would believe that if they're sticking up for it, that they're trying to, they're making money somehow, some way on this, with either them or their families in regards to investments.
Now, investing is something that when you have money and you try to do it on your own, you hope to hell that you know what you're doing, but otherwise that's where you come in, and you have to know who it is you're dealing with. Now, I happen to know you. We've had a long relationship, and I think you do a bang-up job with your brothers. I really appreciate the fact that you got your brothers in the mix there. And to me, family businesses were always the way to do things because I come from a family business background, too. And people need to look at those little things when they go looking for someone to help them with their financial transactions, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I say the same phrase almost every week on my radio show. You know, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort.
Sure.
There's no shortcuts, okay, at our company. I don't believe in them. People trying to sell you some quick way to become rich or wealthy, 99.9% chance that person is a charlatan, is a fraud,
yeah.
is a scam. I mean, I saw that, I took a look at FTX and Alameda because they sent me over their pitch book wanting to get my clients involved. I get these things all the time. It took me less than 30 seconds to understand that there was something wrong with this and it was fraudulent.
Yeah.
They were basically promising a ridiculous rate of return with no risk. There's no such thing in life. There isn't. You know, they were promising a 15% return, no risk, and you can take your money out at any time. I mean, that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can do that. You know, you have to start asking, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
But people, you know, they fall for it. Greed sets the trap, and this is why they lose.
Yeah, and of course, for those people, you know, my ears perked up right away when you said Alameda. That, of course, was the FTX puppet.
Well, yeah, they were funneling money to Alameda. Mm-hmm. SCF owned both of them. I mean, again, they're trying to sort this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sad but true. With the amount of money that changed hands and the places that it went, people who are, if you're waiting to get whole on this or waiting to get any money out of this, don't. Because
right.
It's taken, with some of the things that happened back in 2008, those things are still in bankruptcy now. Okay, so, and this is much, much more complex and confusing. So, again, expect zero.
Well, they would be better off to take their money out of something like that and put it just in a bank for a short time until they could find an investment counselor that could give them the right kind of advice that they need. I mean, just to get it out of that uncertainty that they're in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can't really even get your money out of those places now.
Right.
That's the
issue. Right. Okay, well, we'll talk tomorrow about this, but I appreciate the great answers you give, and the people appreciate it, and they said hello to you, so there you go. Mission accomplished on my end.
You're going to a lot of Christmas parties. Fuck you, too.
All right, sir. All right, Chris Mark, thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, and, of course, you can catch him on many of these same stations on the weekend. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.